It's Flynn Friday. That hashtag's trending after former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn pled guilty today to making false statements to the FBI about his contacts with Russia. But his hashtag has competition from Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore and comedian Jimmy Kimmel. After a Kimmel bit on a Moore rally on his show, Moore tweeted, "If you want to mock our Christian values, come down here to Alabama and do it man to man." Kimmel tweeted back, "As soon as you get values, I will." Moore, of course, has been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior with teenage girls. Kimmel talked about this on his late night show last night. He said it sounded like Moore wanted to fight him. And if that was the case,
I accept, by the way, I accept that invitation. There is no one I would love to fight more than you.
He went on to say, "Let's find a place to do it. I'll wear a Girl Scout uniform so you can have something to get excited about." Yikes. Let's dive into this and more with our weekly look at social media with Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She's in Washington. Femi.
Hello.
It's so interesting how, yes, there was that back and forth there.
Within seconds, Robin.
Yeah.
It's almost like, where is Jimmy Kimmel's Twitter device? Is it like on his palm, so he is ready at any moment to respond whenever he sees his name coming up in notifications? It went boom, 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 and then we have a Twitter war.
It was like a boxing match as Twitter, you know, the punches back and forth. But what's also interesting to me is that Kimmel, he's making these, you know, he's attacking Roy Moore because of these accusations against him. But Kimmel very much talked about his own Christianity.
He did. And when we're talking about this as a Twitter war, it's they're both of the tweeters, both of these personalities are actually tweeting to their base, and their base are lapping it up. So when the judge says in response to Jimmy Kimmel, "Despite DC and Hollywood elites' bigotry towards Southerners, Jimmy, we'll save you a seat on the front pew. Okay, come to my church," he's saying. And Kimmel says back here, again, "Here's the Christian values you were talking about. Oh, Roy, but I'm leaving my daughters at home. P.S. Wear that cute little vest." So how did this war play out? Well, Kimmel has over 10 million followers on Twitter, and the judge has 69,000 on Twitter. So just in terms of playing to their base, one has a bigger base than the other. And so for each tweet that the judge sent out, Judge Roy Moore, he got a smaller proportion of likes and retweets than Jimmy Kimmel did. So in a war of numbers, Jimmy Kimmel won that war.
Well, it's really interesting because he didn't cede any moral or religious ground. He's been talking about his Christianity, how he'd been baptized and confirmed, had his children baptized, was very close friends with a priest. It's interesting to hear a late night host speak of that. So we'll be following that. But I want to get to this. It became controversial profile in The New York Times of a Nazi sympathizer from Ohio. It was called The Nazi Next Door, the paper trying to point out that anyone, your next door neighbor, could be a Nazi. Some people thought it was an attempt to normalize this white nationalist. And the paper had to say it regretted the story.
Well, the profile came out at the weekend, and if you're looking for it and you haven't seen it yet, read it. It's called A Voice of Hate in America's Heartland. And almost immediately, there was a lot of comments about it, and none of them particularly complimentary, and some very high-profile writers as well. So Nate Silver, 538, is saying, "What the H is this, New York Times? This article does more to normalize neo-Nazism than anything I've read in a long time." On the other side of the debate, Kathy Young on Twitter says, "The Times ran a profile of Tony Huvata. It didn't give him a spot on the op-ed page. Basically, calm down, people." But it was a huge conversation over the weekend. People have time to tweet and retweet, of course. Now, if you go to that article right now in the New York Times, this is what you will find ahead of that article. "This article has drawn significant feedback, most of it sharply critical." And then they link to a Times editor. They also link to the reporter of the piece. So they are responding, New York Times responding directly to that criticism. And so when you read that piece, you then hear their defense at the same time.
Well, and by the way, the white supremacist, the Nazi, Tom Hovater, says that the article cost him his job and his home. So he's not feeling it was sympathetic. Look, I just
within a week.
Right,
yes.
In a week. I just want to make sure we get to this. The internet is just loving Michaela Holmgren.
Ooh,
she's the
22-year-old
college student from Minnesota, became the first woman with Down syndrome to compete in a Miss USA state pageant. She told CBS News she is so proud of herself.
"I have special needs, and it's really important. It's really in yourself. like Dream Big Without Limits.
She didn't win, but she won. She got standing ovations.
She won the internet. Yes. Let's say that. She won the internet. Yeah. And also she was given the Spirit Award because of her spirit of being beautiful inside and out and always looking out for other people.
You know, I'm going to make sure that we have the video of her at hereandnow.org so people can see. It was really quite something. And boy, did we need it. Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. In fact, we'll link you to everything we've been talking about that was in social media in this past week. Femi, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin. Take care.